Hello, Becky?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your brother. Okay.
Hi, bro.
I'm going to ask you once more nicely, and then it better stop. Okay? Do not force me to have to bring an IIED against you. Okay? Because... Okay. This is what I'm telling you. Do not harass my family, myself.
I'm not harassing anybody.
Oh, yes, you are. And... You listen to me. If you harass my brother-in-law and his wife, or you try to inflict any more emotional distress...
Are you going to fix our property? Fix the front stairs.
It's not your property. Get it through your head. Becky already entered into the record that she was accused of undue influence by both Tom Sipp and Marguerite Fiore. Okay, your chances are getting very slim. I'm telling you now, do not harass any member of my family or my brother-in-law or his wife until this case is handled appropriately in court. And it will also include the public administrator with full subpoena powers. Okay, I'm giving you one chance. To do that. You know that there, listen to me, we are in a no contact situation. This is the only contact you will have from me other than in front of a judge, the public administrator, a court appointed psychiatrist or psychologist or psychiatric social worker, or the police. It's the only way you will ever have contact with me again. Okay? I trust you understand that. Cecilia, I'm sorry that you were arrested in Binghamton and you're paranoid and you're afraid to go back to Binghamton. I'm really sorry that that's the case. Look, you were charged with obstruction of governmental administration. You were charged with resisting arrest. You were taken to behavioral. You were diagnosed with a cluster B personality disorder. It says the judges said that. What?
That's irrelevant anyway.
It's not irrelevant. It shows that mom was being physically abused, psychologically abused, and financially abused during the time that you were supposedly caring for her. It's all going to come out in court. So do not bother me again. Cecilia, I'm not going to listen to your word salad. I'm not going to listen to your narcissistic word salad. Good. I know they did. Why didn't you do it? Because it would have been reversed upon you immediately. Okay? You have a criminal arrest record. Okay? You have a psychological...
That's not true. You better get your
facts in line.
Sue you.
Go ahead. Sue me.
You're liable for slander.
Oh, really? Really? I guess Charles Harder and the psychiatrist from Behavioral will have to become a witness again. Okay. Okay. I know. This is a typical NPD slander campaign. You will never hear from me. What do you want to know?
The initials that you just used.
IIED. That's what you want to know what it is? Cecilia knows what it is.
No, I have no idea what it is.
Okay, it's called intentional infliction of emotional distress. Okay? You are inflicting it on us because you can't do without narcissistic supply. And you don't want it to come up in the court. All right, Becky, listen, Becky, I suggest I suggest you look into getting a good criminal attorney, because I'm going to tell you why, Beck. Listen to me. I'm recording this, so listen to me. I'm telling you right now, there's going to be full subpoena power for the prescription records for Mom. Okay? It will prove beyond any reasonable doubt to the greatest possible... It will absolutely be allowed. No, I don't have to. Don't you know? Don't you know that this? Don't you? Don't you know? Oh, so you're not denying it. You're not denying it. You're just claiming it won't be admissible. Is that what you're saying? You're just saying that you're claiming it won't be admissible? No, it's good. It's good because this is going to become part of the case. So you're saying that it won't be admissible? What? What are you talking about? I never sued a judge. You are such a fool.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you review the paper? You're supposed to be an attorney.
I take this back. I called them evil geniuses before. I don't think they're geniuses.
Cecilia, I'm entering that case in the record to show that I have 100% claim on White Plains Avenue.
Oh, my God.
Not 42 people. Where did you get that number?
Charlie, let's get back.
Charlie,
no, I have a question. So they're denying that Becky never wrote prescriptions that I didn't know about?
You're denying it on the record?
Mom? What about her C. diff? Who gave her C. diff? Who gave Mom her C. diff?
Yeah, how did mom get C. diff after Becky was writing prescriptions for Levaquin and such for my mother?
Or Edwin?
And why didn't you? No, let's get it on the record.
And the low dose taltrexone.
Yes, let's find out about the naltrexone. Let's find out about the side effects of clonidine. Becky, I suggest you hire a good criminal attorney.
I'm telling you, Becky is worse than Cecilia. She sits there like she's so good.
Becky,
she helps everybody.
Keep harassing me.
Cecilia is pathetic, but Becky is like really the one that you have to watch. Listen to this.
I know. I can't even hear them. They're talking over each other.
The two money birds. What are they saying?
They're talking over each other.
Oh, we're the victim. He's victimizing us. He's harassing us for 7 years.
You got a lot to learn, and unfortunately, you're going to have to learn it the hard way, okay?
Yeah, right. Okay.
What? I didn't.
They found Mom to have capacity. Yeah.
No, the only person who said that was Mr. Gaffney, and guess what? Mr. Gaffney failed to follow all of the rules of an Article 81 proceeding, and is also. And there's also a point in the CPLR that says when any party demands a psychiatric or psychosocial evaluation, they are obligated under law to do it. Gaffney didn't do it.
Girls, I really want to know.
So you're
going
to learn the hard way.
Girls, I want to know something. Girls, really, were you both well taken care of? Like, did you find love?
Tell me something.
What happened to you?
Tell me something.
Girls.
Did it have something to do with your parochial school education?
Or what happened?
I really can't hear a word of what you're saying.
Stop what? Fighting for property that you stole? You stole it. Ask your children. Ask Charlie Walker. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
You stole
that
property.
Becky, unfortunately.
You did.
Unfortunately, I know for a fact that Allison helped you clean out Charlie Walker's apartment. Why did you destroy the papers that Mom had Charlie Walker making out, transferring the deed to us?
To visit Mr.
Okay? And making a will. Why did you destroy that? Do I have to subpoena Allison in? To prove that there was already a deed.
No, they're so delusional. Either they're so delusional they've convinced themselves that your mother
because
always
I really
intended
don't,
on them.
I really don't want to have to bring certain members of your family into this.
And they think they're big shots because they
I'm telling you, control yourself.
Kundu what? Oh, gosh. Oh, please.
Because I didn't want to embarrass your family, nor did I want to...
You know what? They don't remember. Mom. They don't remember that they took mom out of Eggers to Camp Rialy. They go, we didn't do that. They're like, either they're delusional. I don't know what happened to them. Oh, they're old now, right? Becky's 64. They are pretty old.
Maybe.
But they like convinced themselves. They've convinced themselves. And Sea Ranch Lakes, I bet everybody knows Becky as Dr. Walker's wife. She's so wonderful. Or really, is she not wonderful? What? Took her out of rehab. Yes, you did. And you surreptitiously did it. The court even said you did it behind their backs because you're both of you are so criminally insane. You are criminally insane.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Do me a favor.
You are.
Okay, I filed with the assistant district attorney, okay? Her name is Rhianne Latour.
Call her.
You call her and find out if there isn't a file.
Yeah.
Okay. She subpoenaed the financial records and said, yes, it appears that financial elder abuse has occurred. But because mom was dead, it would be too difficult to prosecute the case. However, the file is there and it'll be there for the remainder of your life.
You know what, how sad they are to try to steal this property? What kind of life? I thought they had like nice lives. I thought Becky was a grandmother, but she flew here to harass my brother. She came here to harass my brother. You're like, you have two new grandchildren, don't you? What is wrong with you?
Do your children hate you? Want to have anything to do with
you? I guess your children hate you. They probably want to have nothing to do with you. So this is how you spend your time. Let's go bother Bonnie's brother. Let's go try to get the house that we know is never meant for us. What, dear? What, honey? Okay. Wait, what is honey saying? What is Sweetie Pie saying?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That court order will be stayed at the next conference, I'm sure.
There's a court order. And you two evil bitches. Well, what wasn't your job, honey? Honey, it wasn't your job to serve Adam. You are trying to harass him, and you know it.
And that's not your job. That's not service anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's not your job. What your job is probably to probably go back to Florida and play with your grandchildren, take care of your sister and the finances that she probably has probably absorbed from your mother's estate, and leave us alone.
Okay, I'm going to tell you again.
Just leave us alone.
I'm going to tell you again for the record. Okay, there's evidence that over $160,000 of mom's money disappeared before your trust was serendipitously
enacted.
Okay,
we didn't do that,
there is financial evidence of at least $160,000 cash. Okay. What?
Oh, so mom gave us money for a car, so let's steal everything from him because we're two evil bitches. Mom gave her money for a car.
We didn't steal any money.
She gave it to us.
Mom gave it to us
because that's what mom did. Mom was loving and wonderful, not like the two of you.
Mom and Bonnie's mother contributed.
Yes, they gave us money for the car. So Charlie,
because we were caring for mom.
No, guess what, Charlie?
And
no,
we were taking.
I'm going to tell you something. Didn't mom give you money for the car? So we have to now steal every last thing from you because we love you, and the judge is going to believe us because we love you. You are such an evil, 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 evil person.
I understand.
You
I
are
understand.
Such an evil, evil person.
I understand your mental illness goes all the way back to age 15.
Which one, Cecilia?
When you were
I think that was Becky.
Yeah, but Cecilia was on the phone.
When did Becky's mental illness go back?
I don't know. I guess.
Did Cecilia threaten Becky?
Becky is a covert
narcissist. I know.
Mom
gave money to the car, so we'll steal every last thing from you, Charlie, and your children.
Okay, now listen to me.
Because we are evil people.
Listen to me, Cecilia. There's also police records from when you falsely accused someone of exposing themselves to you. And there's also a police record. Are you still listening?
They must have hung up.
Oh, you're still okay. Oh, good. You're still
the lovely, okay. The lovely sisters.
Going all the way back to 1971. There's a police record of you filing a false report.
Don't yell at them, honey. Lower your voice, honey.
Of somebody are you accusing someone of exposing themselves to you? And then,
oh my God, really?
When we were in college,
oh my God,
you claimed you were injured. You beat yourself over the head with a hairdryer, and then you claimed that some stranger did that. Okay? What you did to my father and my mother.
All right. Well, maybe she really was injured or something. Who knows? But what happened to Becky? I want to know.
No, I'm more
interested in Becky.
I want to know. You have such a history.
I want to know
those
about
records
Becky.
All exist.
Charlie, it's
the records in Potsdam, New York also exist to this day.
What happened
when
to Becky?
When was that? Late 76 or was that early 77? August of 77.
What happened to Becky, though? I'm not interested
good.
In Cecilia. Good. Obviously,
I want to get the dates right.
I want to know why Becky is like Becky. What?
Okay. They found no evidence. They believed that you made up the story. And
who said that?
The police told Pop that.
Oh, that's
Pop had a gray complexion when he came out.
Oh, my God. That's
and
sad.
He told Mom, pack up, Adele. We're leaving.
Well, what your father
okay?
told me
and
about.
My father said, and my father said, when I asked him about it, he said, son, all we're doing is filing a notice of claim. We're not taking any further action. And that.
Oh, my God.
Keep an eye on your sister. And if anything else happens, call me. However, do not let it interfere with your studies.
Wait, Cecilia, why
and,
are you
and
way
finishing
up?
Your
why
education?
Do you falsely accuse people? What does that get for you when you do that?
Why is it when it's so easy to prove
no,
that you're lying, do you do it?
Why?
It is part of NPD, but I'm wondering
and why does
what
Becky
other
do?
Comorbid
Becky,
conditions
Becky,
do you have?
What happened to you as a child? Why are you such a sociopath? Why?
Did Cecilia do that to you? Because that happens during puberty. You realize that.
Did they hang up or are they getting help, maybe?
We're here.
Oh, what happened to Becky? What did you do to Becky to make Becky so horrible? To lie with you, lie to the court? Why? And convince herself that this property was always intended for you. You know that's a lie. You can pretend
you know,
otherwise.
You saw the records in Charlie Walker's
why
apartment.
Why are you so evil?
Now, I'm sure you destroyed them.
Why? Why are you so evil, honey? Honey, why? I'm worried about you.
At the time Charlie Walker died, I was 1 week away from meeting him.
It was, honey. I know you're delusional.
It was. Guess what? Your farm, half of your farm was intended for me, which you will find out.
Mom about. Never wanted you to have that. Mom. She never. Yeah, why didn't you give it to Charlie?
Why didn't you give it to me? I was disabled.
She didn't know you were disabled. We didn't know, honey. We didn't. Becky, in Florida, do all the people in Florida think you're normal? Do your clients, your husband's patients think you're normal? Really? Do they?
Sweetheart.
I'm asking you. Oh, sweetheart.
I'm asking
do
you.
Do they?
I suggest you get a criminal attorney.
No, I'm just curious.
When the public administrator
does your son-in-law
subpoenas
think you're normal?
These records, you will be in serious trouble.
Oh, stop it, Charlie.
Oh, stop
no.
it. No, I'm not going to stop it. I'm telling you right now, this is the last call you're going to get, so record
it. Yeah, record the whole thing
because
and use it.
We're recording
not just,
this too.
Not just
so if you think you're going to edit it, you're going to be accused of perjury on top of everything else.
I want to know, Becky. No,
okay?
Really. No, Charlie, you're not asking.
No.
I want to
I'm
know
telling
why
you,
she's so screwed
do
up.
Do not harass any member of
why
my family.
Why is she so screwed up?
Do not. I'm surprised that my sister, who's an attorney, doesn't understand what IIED is.
I thought they were okay. evil geniuses, but they're not. They're just
so
evil.
So obviously you are not as smart as you think
I keep
you
saying
are.
They're evil geniuses. They're not.
They're just not.
Evil.
They're just
evil, evil,
you're not the evil. You're not the brightest bulbs
evil,
in the pack.
Evil people. I don't know how you sleep
I
at
don't,
night.
You're not Ugh. The brightest bulbs in the pack.
Such evil.
Whatever you decide
Say,
to
wait,
do.
Charlie, I want to say something.
I welcome it.
Why did you convince yourself? How did you convince yourself that that property was meant for Cecilia? How did you delude yourself? That. How did you delude yourself? No, I want to hear from Becky. Cecilia, I know you think. I want to hear Becky. I want to know why you deluded yourself and why you stole it.
Why do you think?
What are you talking about? We're fools. Oh my God. You were never going to give us anything.
You were never going to
give
us anything.
Give up the narcissistic supply and harass us. You live for harassing us because
Forget
you have
about
nothing.
It. You robbed my Not only did you rob my mother of all her liquidable assets, you robbed her son and his and her grandchildren from their possible inheritance of the estate.
That might be why Becky did it, because Poppy and Grandma Adele loved Rob and Matt. She really doesn't only didn't know like two of Becky's kids. So maybe that's why Becky did it. Maybe. I don't know. Cecilia, she's just evil and horrible. But okay. Becky, I think, resented the fact that Robert Ferrando, the young Robert Ferrando, who was named for Pop, had such a close relationship with the parents that two of her kids didn't even know. Yeah. Becky kept her children totally separate, except when they go up to New Hampshire. You
Good.
Love them?
Oh, I'll tell you what.
If you love them,
then sign over the deed to the White Plains Avenue to me and give me 1/3 of what Pop and Mom's estate was worth at the time of Pop's death.
Or give it to the kids.
Before you started extorting money from Mom and stealing from her. 2008, we'll get an evaluation of what the estate was worth.
That sounds
in
reasonable.
In 2008.
Yeah.
And you will sign over the deed to White Plains to me, and you will give me 1/3 of what Poppy and Grandma's estate was worth in 2008. Okay? We're going to do a forensic. We're going to do a forensic financial analysis. If you love me.
And your nephews.
Then you will admit that you are basically robbing us of our inheritance that should have gone to my children. Okay? So, we can end this all. You want to negotiate a settlement? That's what I want. I want the deed to White Plains Avenue and my fair 1/3 of what Poppy and Grandma's estate was.
To go
Adele and Robert Ferrando.
To go
to my children. 1/3 of what the estate was valued at in 2008. That's the only settlement agreement that I might even consider having with you. I figure it comes out to the deed plus about $275,000 to $300,000. Okay? That's what my fair share of the estate is. We'll let the court determine what it is based on the forensic financial analysis of what the estate was worth in 2008. Okay? And maybe, just maybe, you will escape prosecution for stealing $160,000 in Mom's assets without her knowledge, that you put her on auto pay so that you can continuously use her credit card, when I was the only, besides Pop, Mom and I were the only legitimate holders of credit cards for that account.
Did they answer
okay?
You? Have they answered you? Are they considering
are you,
it?
Are you considering it? Give me an answer.
When did she sign that check for you, Charlie?
Oh, you are really a dimwit.
She signed it
when you left her, when you abandoned her, when we found her in a pissy pull-up all by herself, saying, Cecilia left. It's about time you got here without any notification. Yeah, we signed it when you left her, abandoned her. I think, did you break the heat, Cecilia? We always wondered about that.
Yeah, we really did because the way that coupling broke on that pump.
Sometimes
was very
we actually
suspicious.
Think about that when we think about you. I think about the time I went to the zoo with Becky and Boo and I thought she was normal. And I think about the time that I spent with Cecilia where we laughed because I actually liked Cecilia. I thought she was lots of fun. And then I think about that time we got the call that the heat broke. And I think about them stealing from you and how horrible they treat you. And I think the whole world thinks they're normal, but they're just so horrible and evil. And they keep telling us that, you know what she told me too? Listen to this. that we harass them. We have had no contact with them for 7 years. They keep texting you or emailing you. They emailed me pictures recently or text me. Yeah. And they're afraid of you, though. Becky's children are afraid of you, Charlie. You've had nothing to do with these
people.
It's
only because
they're so horrible.
You have started what's generally called a narcissistic slander campaign.
You are narcissists.
Okay?
This
is what happens. This is standard.
Cecilia, Becky, do your children's finances, I hope that your children, that you guys can't steal like, or Becky, Cecilia, you can't manipulate and get your children's, I feel bad for that, your in-laws. Like, okay. I feel very sorry for them.
I'm actually enjoying this call because I will submit it in its entirety.
Okay.
They're so horrible. They don't deny it.
You,
they get very quiet.
You got a lot
Remember
to learn.
Remember when she lied to the judge, Becky?
Yep.
And then Gaffney said, that's a lie.
Yep.
And she walked away. Yep. Like, it's like sociopaths. Yep. The fact that Becky would lie to a judge.
Becky, you have what's called dark triad.
Yeah, you're the worst,
okay?
Becky.
It's a combination of covert narcissism, okay? It's a combination of covert narcissism, sociopathy, and Machiavellianism. Look it up.
Becky, your son-in-law is Katranas.
I think Katranas. He's a lawyer. Mm. I'm sure he'll be interested in seeing this case too, and find out what you did to your brother.
Yeah,
what
you, they don't know.
And how you,
Charlie, how you abused
your mother.
Of you. They're afraid of you.
How you?
Becky's children are supposedly afraid of you.
How you psychologically,
you have had no contact
physically
with them, but they're afraid of you.
And financially abused
Adele's
our mother.
Adele's a lawyer, and Allison's a doctor, but they're afraid of you, Charlie. The person that has totally no contact with these two sociopath criminals.
Yep.
They are sociopathic criminals that have somehow feel superior because they somehow...
I'm really sorry, and I'm really sorry
Are they still there, even?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're still there. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm really sorry that it's going to go the way it goes, but also, while you look up the dark triad and how it applies to you, also look up what an empath supernova is, okay? Mm-hmm.
Charlie, but
because you're
you.
About to find
Charlie,
out
they're,
what
they're,
it is.
They're afraid of you.
Okay?
Oh, Becky, Cecilia threatened me.
Oh,
I got to tell you that. I said to something like to, like, I started, because Becky fascinates me, Charlie. She does. I would never want to see her again. I hope she lives to be 100, enjoys her children and grandchildren. Becky, I would like to eventually maybe Cecilia.
Well, I
would like to see Cecilia, because I actually like Cecilia.
Yeah, well,
but listen. I was basically implying that I thought Becky was evil. Mm-hmm. I think I said that, and I was probably yelling, saying, she's evil. And Cecilia said, you're going to she threatened me, coming after her sister. She threatened me. Huh. So the duo, the hive, she actually threatened me.
Okay.
So they are really, like, they stole the house. They want to harass my brother. They're hoping you, who has a wife
they
and children.
They stole my inheritance.
Oh, but you know what? I forgot to tell you. Keith, evidently there's a restraining order against Keith.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, that's what she told me.
Oh, well, you may have to prove that. You may have to prove that.
I don't know about Ed, though.
I don't know about Ed either.
I don't
all
know
I know, all I know is that I remember years ago
when
you first left Staten Island.
Charlie, don't say anything you might regret because I want to. Actually, I like Cecilia. Don't insult Cecilia. If we insult Becky, If we insult
Becky, I'm insulting Becky.
I don't really care.
All I know is you changed your tone real fast.
You can tell the judge I insulted Becky.
You used to tell Mom and Dad, "Oh, woe is me. Ed is so difficult, and I have a real problem with him." And when Pop said he was going to contact Uncle Jimmy down in Florida and have him look up some of his retired detective friends to do some investigation of Ed.
I remember.
Boy,
that.
Oh boy.
I was like, what the hell is that?
Boy, oh boy, did you change your tune fast? That's when Pop lost all respect for you, Becky. Pop lost all respect for Cecilia after what happened up in Potsdam.
I think he worried about Cecilia.
And that, I guess that's why.
No, Charlie.
You didn't let Pop have a headstone for 10 years. Is that correct?
I think he worried about Cecilia, though. He thought that she could be, like, that she was, like, somebody who could really get a lot of trouble.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think he worried about Becky. I don't think Pop realized.
No, because.
I don't think Pop realized what Becky was, just like I never
right.
did.
He just realized, he suspected that Becky was also lying to him.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't learn that.
Because the call came in real fast when Mom told Becky on the phone that Pop is going to talk to Uncle Jimmy about having some of his detective friends look into the matter with Ed. All of a sudden, Becky put a stop to it.
She
like it never happened.
She fascinates
me. You've been lying to them for years.
Charlie, she fascinates me like I'm fascinated by how
I just want you to know.
Learn about
what an empath supernova is.
The two of them.
Because you're about to experience it.
They branded you as, you know, Charlie. Like, they're your saviors. But
I know.
It's so funny because they're both, like, so evil and dysfunctional.
You know, but actually, because Becky is a covert narcissist, dark triad, it's very good that you had a nanny.
I know.
Hired,
thank God.
Taking care of your children.
Thank God.
Maybe your children stand a chance of having a normal life.
She tried to keep her kids away from all of the dysfunction, though.
Yeah.
I always said that.
Well, that might be true, but that's why she had to have a nanny.
I think she knew. I think she knew deep down that she was, like, emotionless and, like, couldn't really feel things.
Oh, by the way, did you ever check the ProPublica website?
Oh, about the Medicaid?
Yeah.
How much Medicaid does... Yes.
Over $450,000 a year. He's in the top 1% of physicians that are billing Medicare and Medicaid. Now, unfortunately, if you've been writing prescriptions in his name and that's discovered, imagine what's going to happen with the possibility of investigation of Medicaid and Medicare fraud.
She's not
okay.
worried.
But you know, you're not worried, Becky, right?
She's not worried.
You're not worried.
I'll tell you why she's not worried.
You're not worried.
Because
I'd be worried.
They got away with so much. They got away with emotionally and physically neglecting your mother, stealing everything from your mother, ultimately stealing you and your children's inheritance. She doesn't really worry about it.
Yep. You hear that?
She doesn't really worry.
Have you heard this? Have I made myself clear?
She's not worried.
Hello. Are you still there?
No,
okay.
You.
Keep
they,
listening.
No, Charlie.
Keep
they
listening.
They love you. Right there. They love you, Charlie. We love you, Charlie.
Keep listening.
Let's
okay?
hear it.
I made my... The only offer you are ever going to get is in exchange for the deed to White Plains Avenue, okay, and $275,000 or more after the assessment is done, after the forensic...
Analysis.
Financial accounting is done. You give me 1/3 of what their estate was worth in 2008. And maybe then I won't have to introduce this into the court and make these reports. Okay? I'm giving you that option. As a matter of fact, I will
put it in writing.
I will pretty soon, yes.
We never made reports. I was calling when we were there, when I got the idea.
Listen. No.
She's such a lawyer. I never made a report.
And what did you say to, what was her name, Baptiste, that you got
they're such lawyers.
Her Marina Potashnik removed from my mother's
case. Oh, my God.
Case.
I never,
What did you say to her? Did you play the lawyer card to her?
When I was calling...
They're going to be called as witnesses.
Charlie, when I called when your sister left her. Oh, my God. We never... You are such a lunatic.
You make up stories. I believe that you are not... You have absolutely...
I think your father was right about Cecilia,
you,
Charlie.
Yes,
when he told me that time, I didn't believe him. But your father was right.
Yep.
I never believed him.
You have comorbid...
Your father was right. He told me something, and I didn't believe it.
You have comorbid conditions. You're not just malignant NPD.
I used to defend
you. You have comorbid conditions.
Remember, I used to defend
I
them.
Feel very bad for you, and I know that there's
them.
No
All the
real successful treatment for you what ails you.
I used to... What? Yeah, he was in the hospital last year, so... That was not frivolous. I think your litigation was frivolous, though. What's his name? The Harder guy? What was
oh,
his
yeah,
name?
Charles Harder.
Charles Harder. And what was the name of the other one?
The psychiatrist who made the report.
Yeah.
That convinced the judge that you were mentally ill.
Yeah.
That he wrote it in the record in the state
court. Why were you waiting?
And wrote it twice
you
in
were
the
laying,
records in federal
you were laying
court.
On the You were laying on the roof of the truck to feel warm?
You were obstructing.
Why didn't you just go in the house?
You were obstructing a public service government agency from doing their job.
But you know what? It's a little sick.
And then
no,
you
no,
resisted
I feel mean.
Arrest.
Charlie, I feel a little mean. She's mentally ill. I'm not going to
I know.
Do this.
Well, I'm just pointing. I'm giving them the option.
Go after Becky, not Cecilia.
I'm giving them. Yes, Becky.
Becky, you
Becky,
can go after.
This is the option.
Cecilia's mentally
okay?
ill. Just
unless you immediately agree in writing and send it to the court that you are withdrawing everything and that you are.
He's trying to get the house. He wants you off the deed. That's Charlie's house.
It's fine. And I really believe... Cecilia, who diagnosed you with MS? Who diagnosed you?
No, you better bring this closer.
When he was newer, when he was a new doctor, just getting involved in MS, Who did you convince when there's at least there's at least a half a dozen different syndromes that can be mistaken for MS?
I think they have a little Munchausen syndrome too, but yeah. I'm not a psychologist.
Okay. So now, are you a malingerer, Cecilia? Cecilia, you understand? You understand the term malingerer?
Did, what? Did say that again?
Please,
the whole recording. It's whole thing. Oh yes, no, it will all be. We don't do what you do. We don't take snippets and pieces of "that ship has sailed"
okay.
in quotes and put it.
Listen
in.
To me.
No,
listen
honey,
to me.
Honey,
I'm curious as to whether.
Honey, we don't operate the way you do.
I'm curious as to whether you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Don't worry about it.
We don't do what you do. We don't do what you do.
Don't worry about it. We're going to post it to the Google Drive with a link and ask for judicial notice.
We love you, but we think you have problems.
Okay. Now
they're leaving, honey. Bye, criminals. Bye, undue influencing.
One last thing.
Criminals.
Are you a malignant? Are you hung up?
She hung up.